Oh yeah, we're about to get nerdy with behind the scenes tech talk as it pertains to social media, video platforms, podcasting, websites, and more. So take off those pocket protectors. You won't need them here. Pour yourself a tall glass of Code Red Mountain Dew, get comfortable, and prepare to talk nerdy. After Hours starts right now.
Hello, hello, crew, and welcome to After Hours. Hopefully everybody has fared well through the week. We're almost to the weekend, so just hold on a little while longer, and we'll be there. For everybody out there in the live chat, we do have the YouTube side up as well as the Gun Channel side, and monitoring the chat out there. So be sure if you've got those nerdy questions, go ahead and throw those in the chat. And if you're watching or listening in replay, wherever that might be, there's probably comments below, and you can drop questions, comments, things like that as well. So we're going to run through as we normally do, introduce our illustrious panel tonight before we get started on our topic. And our topic is the art of self-promotion. So a lot to talk about. I was kind of debating what we're going to talk about this week. Monetization and ad restriction and all that is a big thing. Policy changes, obviously. There's a lot of YouTube news going around, honestly, the last week or two. And we've covered a lot of YouTube stuff the last month or so, and I wanted to move on to something a little more positive, something that might be able to give folks a little more direction, give them some ideas, kind of take our mind off some of the YouTube woes that might be happening. So let's run through, introduce our panel, and we'll get started. We've got Mr. Tar Dot in the house. Been a while since we've seen him. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I've been doing pretty good. Yeah, it's finally getting back on track with everything and trying to get over being sick. Apparently, going from Texas to Michigan was a horrible idea right before winter.
Yeah, we told you. I'm just saying.
you start changing climates and stuff like that, and altitudes, and it's not the best. That's for sure. Yeah, I come down with something after, and I still contend it wasn't SHOT Show. The SHOT Show plague, I still contend it was the trip back and the differences in temperature and all that was going on. Budget is here with us as usual on a Thursday evening. What's up, buddy?
Not a lot. Just loving the fact that we're back at After Hours, man. Love the show. Thanks for the invite, man, as always.
You bet. And our next panelist is new to the show tonight. So, I mean, help me welcome him in. It's Igor. You guys may recognize the voice and everything as Mosin the Virus out there if you follow that channel. So, welcome, buddy. It's good to have you on.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here and to learn stuff.
Right. And G-Webs coming in late, last minute, as usual, always bringing up the rear. What's happening, buddy?
All right, thanks for the invite.
You bet. Gizzard, how's it going, man?
It's going pretty good. Thanks for the invite.
Absolutely. And finally, the ghost with the most. What's happening, dude?
You know, I did something today that I never had done. I actually finally danced with a devil in the pale moonlight, so it's going to be a good day.
Did you really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, good dancer. Cool.
Did he have all the wonderful toys?
He had all those wonderful toys.
There's that information better kept for the bedroom, I guess. Stay away from that. Yeah. Right. So let's get started with this. I'm kind of curious, and I'm going to kind of run this through the panel first, and we'll talk about ways that we promote. And when we're talking about promoting, you know, our channel, I think most of us probably here on the panel, it's safe to say, I mean, we see our channels are endeavors, whatever you want to call them, pages, as a brand and as a business in a sense. And some of us out here may be more serious about it than others, but anybody that is trying to take it even remotely serious, I think they have to approach things from a business mindset. And part of that is promotion. And sadly, if you don't promote yourself. Who's going to promote you? You've at least got to start out that way. And with some of the tools and other things at our disposal, the methods that we use to promote certain things, not all of us may be familiar. There's platforms out there and forums and boards and other things that can really drive a lot of traffic, be it to an Instagram post or a video, wherever that video may be hosted. So this is not necessarily a YouTube-centric chat tonight. But Ghost, I'll let you jump in since you are the dean of the Ghost Tactical School of Self-Promotion there. I'll let you kind of kick it off. And what are some of the ways that you utilize to get that initial rush of traffic, that initial promotion, be it the Instagram post or the videos or a podcast or whatever?
I mean, a lot of times I will take my thumbnail. I'll do one of two things for a YouTube video or a video on GutStreamer or whatever. I'll either take the thumbnail and just put it over on Instagram. And sometimes I'll just do a quick little video, like a 30-second video. Hey, guys, new video coming out on YouTube or GunStreamer or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. I'll do something like that. Most of the time it's a thumbnail. And then Facebook. I don't usually put it on my timeline on Facebook, but I belong to a bunch of different groups on Facebook that are firearm related. And depending upon what kind of video it is, I'll share it to some of those groups if they're, in that niche. And then that's about it. I mean, I think it's hilarious. I get tagged with self-promotion, a year and a half ago, and I don't think I self-promote a whole lot. I mean, I market my stuff. And if you want to call marketing, maybe self-promotion, I guess I do. But, a lot of times it's just Instagram, Facebook, some of the Full 30 Forum, stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I mean, essentially that is what self-promotion is. I mean, promoting your brand, and promoting your brand is marketing. You're absolutely correct. Now, you don't get into any paid advertising or anything like that, right?
I have never done that. I know people that have, and it seems to be, honestly, a viable thing. I never have myself, no.
Yeah, I've kind of stayed away from that too. Gizzard, I'll let you you come in. You two, you may have a unique perspective with some of the ways that you promote, but tell us a little bit about some of your methods.
Well, I've been known to do lots of different things. I mean, my YouTube channel usually always post a message to Facebook and Twitter whenever I release anything. Also, my Instagram I have tied to my Facebook and Twitter. And my videos go out on several different platforms. And I, at times, have went through MeWe. I have went through LinkedIn. Different things like that. But I like to be in a lot of different places, even places like Tumblr, which not a lot of people are on, but there may be one or two people out there. Sorry about that. It's my pager from work.
Pager?
The early 90s called, and they went through pager back. Well, I'm saying,
Gary's getting paged. If Gary's getting paged, I feel like we should be scared.
Right.
That's true.
Pager. That's true. Yeah, doesn't he work at a nuclear reactor or something?
Pager.
Pager.
Anyway.
So 90210 says, hey, they miss you,
Yeah, sure.
You got to go to a phone booth now?
Yeah. I got to get my long-distance calling.
Man, this is just going to turn into a whole different after hours if we're going to be talking pagers in 90s.
That may stuff. Be – he's getting another one. That may be – it may legitimately be something. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, now there's a way to promote yourself is to carry a 90s pager along with you. I mean, you can start conversations.
Exactly, it does. You know, one thing that I was thinking about, though, when I called on you is one thing that you're good about that you always do is it seems like no matter the chat you're on, you're really good to mention other channels, which is not really self-promotion as much as that's cross-promotion, which is something that we certainly can talk about, too. And you're really good at that. And a lot of times in your descriptions and things like that, I know you drop a lot of links and actually do cross, not just self-promotion, but cross-promotion, which is really cool.
I figure if I'm on a panel on somebody's chat, especially if I'm, you know, if I'm a moderator, part of what I can be doing in my spare time is while, you know, the chat creator is actually running the chat, is I've got time to post links, you know, that are relevant, you know, like perhaps post their Patreon or some fun they've got going on. And also usually always throw gun channels in there too, stuff like that. But it's all part of the common good, the way I look at it. People do it for me too. So,
right. I'm going to bring G-Webs in here sort of on the heels of cross promotion, because G-Webs is another one that does probably better at cross promotion, I think, than self promotion for sure. But I know one thing that over the years, G-Web, you've always instilled in us and taught us is that you have to be proud of what you're doing, and you do have to promote yourself, right?
He's going to the dot matrix printer.
That's hilarious. We got a wire coming in. Hot off the wire here is G-Webs.
I think it's important to make a distinction between the 2-bit promoter and then the classy self-promoter.
There we go.
Oh, here we go.
No, I don't really have much to say. I think that it's definitely a thing, I guess, but we've talked about last week or in Ghost Chat, wherever it was, we were talking about hashtags. I think that's your best promotion. I started doing stuff back in website days when there was no soapbox to stand on to promote from, to pull up to. There were no platforms that accumulated people that you could stand on and use strategies to pull up, right? So you had to create foundational code and practices and structure that was standalone, that could stand on the internet and be a presence. So I've built everything with paying attention to how the platforms work with their codes and performing well on the platforms based on your interaction with the system and not with the human beings, which are fickle and which can be manipulated. Like you guys said, there's things you can do to pay for promotion. That's, I don't know if that's self-promotion or if that's paid promotion, because it's kind of different, right? But I've definitely done that with specific projects, right? But since there's people that can throw money against what you're doing as a human being and as a, I guess whatever your brand is, then where you can beat them is on, again, just building your stuff well. So I guess my only advice is remember that building solid code or solid tags and solid descriptions and solid knowledge of the, like you guys were talking about, I guess,
metadata.
All of that stuff is core, and that's part of self-promotion. Like, that's the boring, difficult side of promotion, self-promotion, but then it becomes the strong, solid foundation of self-promotion.
Right.
The other stuff is so fickle, and the platforms are so weird. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that aspect in there. First off, 2-bit versus classy, and then just foundational, like, you know, code.
Right. And you know, it's a great point with stuff like that, because that's almost a, once that's in play and once you get used to that, it's a passive means of promotion, right? You don't, there's not really a lot of sharing and you know, copying links back and forth and doing things like that. It kind of works for itself, you know, going forward into the future. So yeah, that's a great point. Gonna bring Igor in here. With your channel, are you when you upload your videos, are you sharing those? I know that you're on YouTube and then also Gunstreamer for sure. Are you sharing those to Facebook, Instagram? Are you doing anything to kind of promote and push traffic to those platforms?
So I think I'm actually pretty terrible at self-promotion or promotion in general, or social networking for that matter. I do sometimes post links, pictures, links to videos, right, or just pictures of whatever I'm working on, to Instagram and Facebook. Never created any other accounts. And even Instagram and Facebook have been set up only as an afterthought, basically. So mainly, I try to communicate with people through YouTube, I guess. So, as far as self-promotion goes, I honestly don't do, I'm sure I don't do nearly as much as I could do or should do, right?
Sure.
The only thing is that I think I still haven't figured out what I would offer people, right?
Gotcha. Okay. Well, and that's part of, I'm glad you jumped in tonight. And one thing before I forget, once we kind of go off air live tonight, just keep in mind, you don't have to leave. You can stay in the after chat with us. And I've got a few questions for you that I don't want to do live on air. So if you do that, that would be nice. But yeah, being here, this is kind of what's cool with a lot of the folks, not this just on the panel here, but also out in the chat, also that's over on the Gun Channel side, is, we've got a lot of, a lot of creators, creative podcasters, whatever it's hard to get the nomenclature down of what to call somebody nowadays, because we do so many things. We wear so many hats, it seems. But things like this are great, because we can kind of get together and toss ideas around and hopefully, in the process, it kind of helps everybody out. So we'll jump over to Mr. Budget. Get in here. I know you're hot on the heels of Ghost there with your self-promotion game. You've got to be.
Well, just to be clear here, according to my younger brother, the proper nomenclature is social media darling. Okay, because that's what he accuses me of trying to be. So
there you go.
No, I speaking of social media, every time I do a video, I post it up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. I have from time to time done Facebook ads. Whatever they'll allow me to advertise. Of course, some things they just won't permit you to advertise. They'll encourage you to do it, but they won't do it. They won't let you. But no, other than that, pretty much the same standard stuff you're seeing from everybody else. The only other thing I try to do is, go on other people's chats and whatnot to kind of get exposed to people who may not be part of my regular audience. Maybe I can try to do a better job of that to try and get on, find some more channels that kind of match what I do and have the same type of audience and try to reach out to them to maybe come on their show, have them on mine, et cetera, et cetera. But no, it's pretty much the same stuff everybody's doing. I stay the hell away from Reddit, I can tell you that.
Well, Reddit is...
I don't want to be dogpiled,
Reddit's a fickle place, and I don't see user out there in the chat anywhere, but it seems like whenever I do anything, it's just, you will find those threads and stuff, or whatever you call them. I don't even know what you call them over there on Reddit. That's how much attention I pay, because it's, to me, it's sort of like Twitter. I don't get a lot of gain from Reddit. I don't get a lot of gain from Twitter. I still play around with it. If I ever started to see any kind of traction, to speak of, then I would probably play around and promote to those things a little more. But I know that any time that I do anything, it seems like with Walther, there seems to be a pretty big Walther fanboy group, Walther following, and apparently there's not a lot of trolls and horrible people, or not nearly as many in there. And I know unknown user has reached out to me several times, and he's like, man, I shared this video or this post or this thing, over on the Walther Reddit or whatever. And, I always correlate that and then go back and look at some of my analytics and other things. And I do see a bump whenever he does that. I definitely do see a bump, but, I think that's one of the things with Reddit, and Ghost can jump in here real quickly, with his issues with Reddit, but I think the self-promotion part is where Ghost kind of got in trouble on Reddit, right? It's okay for other people to do it, but you can't do it for yourself, right?
I mean, yeah, the interesting thing was I was in a concealed carry thread, and a guy had asked a question of something. I mean, it's been so long, I don't even remember what the question was, But I had just done a video maybe a month prior to that on that same topic. And I said, well, here's a link. I did a video on this. If you're looking for information, maybe this will help. And then like 5 minutes later, I've been banned from Reddit for self-promotion. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you can't come in here and start spamming us with your stuff. And I said, I'm literally answering a question in the thread. And I gave him a link to a video that was probably a lot easier than typing a 17th paragraph statement in a thread. And the next thing you know, I'm no longer on Reddit, you know? So, I mean, I think apparently what they did say is you can, someone else can, like you said, someone else can, but they just don't want you putting your own links out there. And just like, so, I mean, it's a weird thing. I was on Reddit for literally, I think 24 hours. That's kind of fun.
Nice.
I mean, it's a forum, but it's not a forum. It's a community with forum, like, create, you know, it looks like a forum, but it acts like a community. So it's just like on a forum, if you come in and are an outsider just dropping links, since that's a typical abuse of a forum, they resist that because it, you know, it literally offends them. It bothers them. It gets in their way, and they see that as constantly happening. So I suspect that what happened to Ghost is, you know, the same kind of thing that they would use against, you know, some guy just spamming his, you know, whatever store or business or something.
Right.
And, you know, it was just whatever, the individual people that decided to interact with you were pricks. But it's definitely got a vibe to it that are like not, I think it definitely comes from forums, but they're, I was going to say, when you're talking about Twitter versus Reddit, Reddit is like a bunch of people that are in their parents' basements or like, you know, have some kind of job and they're hiding from their wives in the garage or whatever they are. And then Twitter's more like your people on phones who are watching celebrities and listening to whatever people say and, reposting what other people have said,
right,
and having conversations kind of cut and paste. So they each have different kind of human beings that make it up. So if you were going to post something that was, like you were saying, Walther, it's kind of pointless to put it on Twitter. But with Reddit, if you put it in the right place on Reddit, those people are going to jump all over it.
Yeah, because I remember the only reason, I've never been a part of a forum ever, you know, ever. And I think the only reason why I got onto Reddit is that's about the same time I started using vidIQ or TubeBuddy or whatever. And they'll tell you, like, Reddit shares or whatever, reposts or whatever on Reddit. And it's a stat. And I'm like, oh, Reddit, oh, what's that? So I go sign up for Reddit and I start looking around and, oh, concealed carry forum, cool, I'll join this stuff. And I told the guys, like, you know, tell me. I mean, I literally, this is my first time I've ever done this. Say, hey, we don't want you to post the links, or just say blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's fine. But, you know, just to boot me with no explanation was, that's where I got upset about it.
Yeah, right. And I think I think that one thing that we keep in mind, and we've talked about this before, we've talked about the viewers, the followers out there. You know, we're hitting on self-promotion. We're hitting on a bit of cross-promotion here. But there's another aspect when it comes to promotion that we're not really looking at, and that's the viewer-follower, you know, promotion. And I know we've talked about it in the past in the sense of, you know, the viewers and followers and how critical and how valuable a share from a viewer or follower is on anything we might have, whether you repost an Instagram or you share on a Facebook or you share a YouTube video or Gunstream or whatever. And I think, you know, Reddit is potentially a good place for those viewers and followers that especially can navigate Reddit and understand it a little better. Might be a great place to help those channels that, you know, you follow that you really like. Might be a way to help them grow. Go ahead, G. You wanted to jump in. Or did you?
Me? No.
Yeah, okay. Thought you was going to say something. So let's move to Tardot. And what about you on your self-promotion, cross-promotion, just promotion in general? What are some of the ideas and techniques that you employ?
Well, I've been slowly working my way back into this again after a few months, but most success I had really is kind of like y'all been talking about with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Here recently, I've been actually responding to a lot of stuff on Twitter. I literally will go and search out anti-gun arguments and stuff and just start responding to it. And occasionally I'll start seeing a few bumps here and there for making responses on Twitter. A big one has been with Facebook. When you go and find groups, you know, go and find concealed carry groups or any kind of firearms related group. And, you know, one that's going to allow you to actually post something to it as your videos or whatever, and kind of just throwing it out there for people. But this is coming from somebody. I really don't know where I fall on the 2-bit content creator versus high class, because I mean, for NRA, I'm looking at wearing a kilt and showing off some leg. So I don't know where I fall on that spectrum. I kind of am scared to find out.
Are you becoming a gun bunny? Don't lie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Yuck. That's all I
got. You got to do what it takes. I mean, come on. Yuck,
right. So there's an unknown user. He popped his head in, looks like, dropped a $2 super chat. And he says, I'm here to get the stream demonetized. So thank you for that, if you're not aware. I won't even mention what he put in there, but it wasn't anything that should have triggered anything. It was just, he was just relaying some information from a current event that happened in the world in a super chat. And as soon as he did it, my initial thoughts was, you know what, they're going to demonetize this now. And when the stream ended, sure enough, it was demonetized. So if you go back and watch last week's chat, the chat replay is turned off. And that solved the problem. I went in, it wasn't demonetized. Let me back up. It was ad restricted. And I thought, yeah, sure enough, that's what unknown user, what he put out there, killed it. And so I turned around and just killed the chat replay. And within probably 30 minutes or an hour, you know, I was back to full monetization at that point, which was nice. So if you're out there, if you're in the chats now on the gun channel side, it doesn't matter what you put over there. That's the beauty of the gun channel's chat. But unfortunately, YouTube does monitor and parse and do all kinds of weird things. And that's why we try to keep it clean and on topic and all that stuff. Speaking of on topic, we'll take a break before we move on. And just remind everybody, if you have those nerd questions, be it on the Gun Channel side or the YouTube side, throw them in the chat. If you're in replay, listening, watching, what have you, then there's probably a comment box below. Drop your questions, comments, topics of discussion down there, and we'll try to get those taken care of. So moving on, I want to shift gears just a little bit. I still want to talk in the way of promotion, but not necessarily things that we may be doing, but I want to talk about some annoyances, some self-promotion type things you see other people doing. And I don't want to mention any names, obviously, but, you know, I want to talk about maybe crossing a line with that promotion where, like G-Web's Ghost has mentioned with Reddit and other things, it gets really spammy. Before I do that, though, I want to kind of give my little rundown on self-promotion and a couple of things that I've found, and you need to be mindful out there. Most of us are familiar with GunStreamer at this point. And for the longest time, it's just common sense. You just think, okay, I've got this YouTube video up, share it to Facebook, you know, share it to Facebook. And I found, as far as getting traction, that just never has been that effective for me. And turned around, did some digging and stuff, and it's really not hard to figure this out. But they're two, you know, wannabe alpha dogs as far as platforms, and they're button heads, and they really don't like each other and all that kind of stuff. And so Facebook, in a sense, suppresses a lot of this stuff from YouTube. So knowing that, I did a little trial run, and I thought, okay, well, this gives me an opportunity. We've got a new platform in GunStreamer. Gives me an opportunity to play around with that, do some promotion, not only for my channel, my brand, but it helps out GunStreamer as well, of course. So I'm going to share from GunStreamer over there and see what happens. And I found something fairly interesting. I found that if you are on GunStreamer and you upload that video or publish that video, release it to the public, and as soon as you do, share that across to Facebook, your page, your groups, your personal wall, if you want, whatever. And I found that what that seems to do is that seems to give a lot quicker boost as far as views than what I was seeing previously on YouTube. And when that happened, because GunStreamer, of course, is not the behemoth platform that YouTube is, you don't have any type of suppression algorithms, be it, you know, for bias or whatever going on. You don't have all the big channels to deal with and all that kind of stuff. But because of that, you get that quick view velocity going on GunStreamer, and you can rise in the on the trending page, on the trending tab. And if you can ever kick that off, and I've done it successfully multiple times, if you can ever kick that off on GunStreamer and get within those top four spots within like the first day on GunStreamer, then what that's going to do is that's basically going to put you on the homepage of GunStreamer. People are going to be able to see that. And, you know, you've got about 2 days, I think it is, that is all that you're able to remain on the trending list over on the GunStreamer, which is really nice. But if you can do that in the first 24 hours and at least get in that spot, then you put yourself in a really good position. So, moving on, let's run this one kind of backwards through the room, and let's kind of talk about, you know, things we've done that we've gotten pushback on. People have found them annoying, maybe even spammy as far as promotion goes, or things that that come to mind that we've seen that maybe other creators, podcasters, whatever, has done. I see Adam out there in the chat, the modern anti-federalist. It's been a while since we've seen him. So what's up, buddy? Tardot, I'll let you start out. Have you seen anything that just kind of stuck in your crawl as far as promotion? And you thought, man, that's just not right. I wouldn't do things that way.
Not that I can really come up with off just right off the top of my head. I know I've seen where, and this really depends on the person more or less, or the channel, you know, where people will go into a chat on another channel and promote their own channel, however it may be, whether it's related to the topic or not. And they'll just, you know, promote it within a live stream on somebody else's chat, you know, down in the chat. And, you know, people tend to get, depending on the person, people tend to get a little irked by that one. But other than that, I really haven't, there's hadn't been too much that I really see outside of that, that kind of drives anybody nuts, let alone myself. I mean, I'm usually pretty easy going about stuff. So I'd, you know, kind of brush past if something I see kind of annoys me, I just kind of brush past it and ignore it. So, I mean, I'm kind of a bad person for that question.
Right. Well, I could sort of speak, not necessarily from experience, as if I've done that myself, but that looks, if you're on the panel, it's different. Like I dropped, you know, the Mosin Virus channel off in the link for that off in the chat earlier. Somebody was asking for it. And that's on both sides. I dropped it on both sides, by the way, the YouTube and the gun channels. But if you've got somebody on the panel, or maybe somebody out there in the chat's asking for a specific thing, I think that's one thing. I think when you have people that come in and, you know, they just arbitrarily drop a link, or, you know, a lot of times without being a mod, they can't drop a link. So they'll just say, hey, you know, subscribe to my channel, or go check out my channel, or do this or do that. To me, it looks really needy, you know. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I want you to check out my stuff. I want you, and if you like it, and if you like what I'm doing, and, you know, we're doing on the channel and all that good kind of stuff, then yeah, by all means, follow and engage and comment and share and do all of those things. But, you know, I'm not gonna put it out there. I'm not gonna beg for it in that type of a sense, because I'm not doing this for the sake of just getting more people on board. You know what I mean? So, Budget, we'll move on to you. Surely you got something to say about things that irp you.
Well, it's, you pretty much touched on it. When someone comes into one of my videos in the comments and then leaves a direct link to one of their videos, it's like, eh. You know, usually I'll just delete it. On the other hand, I don't mind it if someone happens to say something, or they want to comment on something I said in a video, and they're like, hey, I did a video on this and I found that blah, 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 without leaving a link. That's, you know, that kind of does the same thing, but without being blatant, I guess. I mean, it lets people know, hey, I have a channel. I did a video on this. You can go follow me back to find it if you want, but they directly contribute to the conversation instead of watch me, watch me. That right. Doesn't bother me, but the direct link does.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's a, if there's a point of reference, right? If it's relatable to whatever that particular video is, the content at hand, then I don't think it seems nearly as bad. And you did touch on something, because you're talking about, you know, rather than, you know, dropping in a live chat or something like that, which is what Tardot was talking about, you're talking about the comments on your video. And there's something that nobody touched on, which is also a form of self-promotion and works really well, if it's done right, is commenting on other videos within our niche. And not commenting in the way that you're talking about, not commenting where you're dropping a link, but, you know, commenting in a way where you got to be have a way with words and, you know, kind of, you know, insinuate that, you know, okay, I've got a channel and, you know, I reviewed this product or I own this product and, you know, here's my take on it, you know, that kind of thing. And just, you know, in a way to, you're an active part of the conversation in the comments. You're an active part of the community at large. And, you know, I've used that approach to pick up several, you know, quite a few followers, you know, and I'll say several because probably more than that. In the past, it works really good. And it works great for building relationships and stuff like that as well. So, yeah, that's good stuff. Adam out there saying, sub to me or a kitten dies. I think about that and I hear, what is it? UHF, where the used car salesman, he said, you know, if you don't sub to me, I'm going to change the words on it. He says, you know, I'm going to club this baby seal. That's what he said. So yeah, very similar. I'm going to bring Igor in here. With you running around out there, maybe looking at different channels and you know, some of your social and stuff like that, have you had a run in with people that maybe cross the line with that promotion?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's already been mentioned, but I've had quite a few people just leave links in comments on YouTube. I've had quite a few people, I believe it was Instagram or Facebook, where they follow you just so that you follow them back. As in they blatantly just go, hey, I just followed you. Follow me in return, right? Which I would do. Right. You know, I didn't ask you to follow me, and I'm definitely not following you just because you followed me, right?
Right.
So that was, you know, I mean, it's just annoying. The people that leave comments with links to their videos, or especially, I've had one viewer, I guess. I don't even know if he watched the video or just stopped by just to leave a link. But he said something like, if you want to know how to do this right, click.
Oh,
yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. So that was awesome. Yeah. And those comments I just remove, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind it if people contribute. Right. For example, just not so long ago, somebody stopped by, watched the video, and it was a disassembly of one of the Star pistols. And they said, hey, this doesn't cover a disassembly of my model, right? Which was a different model from the video. Uh-huh. They said, you know, here's specifically what's different, right? And they provided a link to another video from not even their channel, somebody else's channel, saying, or no, it wasn't a link to the video. It was a link to the article or website or forum or something like that. And I had absolutely no problem with it. I actually pinned the comment, right? So they promoted somebody else's write-up, basically, which was fine because that was a contribution, right? It was right.
And it was complimentary, too.
To your, yeah. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, but there are quite a few people that just stop by just to link.
Right. And that's sort of my approach with, you know, when we're dealing with comments. And that's a good topic maybe for a future episode of After Hours, is kind of talk about comments dealing with trolls and, you know, dealing with some of the negativity and other things. But yeah, for me, you know, I don't mind the thank you, nice video, or, you know, something like that, or thank you, this helped. That's great. I mean, I love the comments like that. So, first of all, if you leave comments like that, keep doing it. That's great. But what I like to see and what the comments are actually there for, there's a reason you can have thousands of comments and replies to other comments. And it's because it's designed to further a conversation. So even if I put out a video and there's something in there, maybe that's, or maybe it's a, maybe you're listening to this right in replay and there's something we're talking about and you don't agree with it. As long as you're civil, throw that in the comments and say, hey, I don't agree with what you guys are saying. I think that it works this way, and this way, you know, and I'm all for, you know, a civil conversation that can go on for days, weeks, or even months, in the comments of a video. That's what it's all about. And that activity is engagement. And of course we know that specifically on YouTube that, you know, they value that type of stuff. They value people that are coming back and replying to comments and stuff like that. So, yeah, very good point. G-Webs, I know you get annoyed by all kinds of stuff, man.
So we're talking self-promotion. I'm going to throw in there when you were talking about participating in comments or whatever, like as a positive thing, not as an annoyance or anything. But just to add to that, I don't think you need to even necessarily even promote yourself by just being a valuable part of a conversation, adding value to a conversation, whether it be in a text chat while something's live or in the comments when something's, you know, exists already. Actually, both are valuable, but the existing comments that stay permanent, you know, underneath a piece of content, whether it be a blog or an image or whatever, but adding value to that conversation, I think that's excellent self-promotion, because anybody that's using that platform, except for the very novice, is going to understand, hey, this guy just added value. They know how to click on your name and subscribe. You definitely don't need to tell them that. So if you're just adding value and participating in a conversation, that's how you find other people on the platform, or the other people on the platform find you, right? And then subscribe so they can follow whatever other conversations you might be in or participate in them, right? As far as stuff that's annoying, it's tough because you guys are all talking about good stuff. I would say probably something I find of low value is just the people that do nothing but repost other people's stuff, that just do nothing to add really, and then just kind of randomly, hey, look what I saw that was interesting. Look what I saw that was interesting.
Well, and then you've got, you know, you've got too, there's something to be said about the whole beating a dead horse thing, right? You've got, look at the, you know, people send out the Olights, right? And every creator on the platform basically gets, you know, a handful of Olights, and then or SHOT Show, we get that pushback too, right? From SHOT Show. And it's kind of similar to the repost thing you're talking about, but it's a little different in that you've got multiple channels doing it, but they're all doing it with the same thing. And that kind of, I don't know, that gets under the crawl of some people, right? Like why am I watching nothing but, you know, the same booth at SHOT Show for 3 days, or, you know, why am I watching nothing but Olight videos for 2 weeks straight? And I can see as a viewer where that could get annoying too. So I think there's something to be said about that. Mr. Giz, what about you?
I'm not sure that I can add a whole lot that hasn't already been said.
Yeah, I think we've covered the big ones.
Yeah, I've been sitting here mulling over what anything unique I could come up with, and I've kind of drawn a blank here. So,
All right. Well, I'll bring Ghost in here because I know if he can find anything to complain about, he's going to do it.
I like to complain. I got a couple things. Nothing. You know, first one's not really a major, but as a consumer of videos and a viewer of videos, one of the biggest things that drives me nuts is watching people's channels and they're begging for people to subscribe to their channel at times, saying, you know, I don't know how long my channel is going to be here with the adpocalypse, and they're coming down on gun channels, and so subscribe to me now before I go away. They kicked me off here, and it's like, well, if you're going to be kicked off, then why would I sub to you anyways? You know, so that drives me nuts. But I tell you something that happened to me last week or earlier in this week, I think it was. And I was on LinkedIn and I have a request, you know, someone would like to connect with you. And I kind of looked at their profile, and it was a company, you know, it was a gun company type thing. So I said, sure, you know, so I accepted it. And like a minute later, like literally a minute later, I get a private message from this guy. And he's like, hey, just I want to introduce myself. I want to invite you to look at my channel. I do reviews. So any product that you would like to send for me to do reviews, just let me know. And I'm like, huh? It was obviously a form, you know, message that he sends to everybody. So I just kind of replied to him. I said, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but you might want to start, before you start sending a form letter to somebody, you might want to find out what they actually do and what they are. You know, I'm a content creator as well. I don't send product out for people to review. I don't have product. And I said, secondly, if you're just connecting with a bunch of people on LinkedIn and the first thing you're doing is trying to get them to send you free stuff, I said, you know, you might run into some issues with that. This, you know, you can do what you want to do. I'm just giving you some advice, man. And he said, well, it's never stopped before for sending to me. So I said, okay. So I'll go over his channel. And he hadn't put out a video in 4 years. Literally, his last video was 4 years ago. So I replied, I said, well, I guess you don't need my help. You haven't had a video put out in 4 years. So they must be sending you a bunch of stuff. So keep doing what you're doing, bro. Good luck, you know. But that really got to me is if you're gonna connect with somebody, whether it's on LinkedIn or anywhere else, don't spam their private messaging right when you give them to follow you or connect with you or whatever, especially if you don't know who they are. That drives me nuts. All he was trying to do is get free stuff. And he doesn't even, you know, it's just like, come on, you make the rest of us look bad, you know?
Right. Now, Budget, I'm going to let you jump in here. You put a little something out there in the chat. So go ahead and explain what that was about.
Yeah, I just followed back and looked at the Star Model B disassembly video or reassembly video that Igor had put out and that he was talking about. It just so happens that that was my video that the guy linked to. So thanks for the pin. I appreciate it.
There you go. Promotion as its best, right? There we go.
There you go.
That's like live promotion right there.
Exactly. So, yeah, with that, let's start closing it up. I think we've hammered the promotion home pretty good. If you're out there in the chat, if you're listening in replay, then if you weren't aware of some of this, hopefully we've gave you some ideas on different things you can look into, different things you can work on. So we're gonna kind of run it through the room, let everybody give out their plugs and their self promotion. So this is the exercise portion of the evening, folks, right here. We'll start with Igor, since he's kind of our guest of honor, so to speak, tonight. Hopefully we get to see a lot more of him in the future. But go ahead and throw out your promotions and plugs for all the stuff you're doing, buddy.
Oh, I don't even know. So one of the things that I think I do differently, I guess, or at least what I try to do, and what I haven't seen a lot of other channels do, is that I will try to respond to every single comment. That's kind of a rule of mine. And as far as promotions, I mean, I'm just really glad that I was able to get here and to talk to you guys and to be invited by you guys. So I would just say recommend all of your channels, right? All of your sites, basically. So you're good people. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you bet. It was great having you. Budget. You're up, Budget.
For those that don't know, I'm Budget Guns and Gear Reviews. You can find me here on YouTube at Budget Guns and Gear Reviews. On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, I'm Budget Guns and Gear. You can also find my stuff at www.budgetgunsandgear.com. I do a live show every Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, called The Right of the People, where we use the first to defend the second, and that is here on my YouTube channel, as well as simulcast over on Gun Channels. Come check it out. I'd love to have you guys there watching.
Great to have you on again, Budget. Thanks, Bud. Tardot.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, it's great kind of getting back into these things. Definitely go check out my channel. As you've heard comments made throughout this chat, yes, there is a video up of me reviewing a tactical kilt. Also check me out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. We're getting our website back up, which is now going to be tarpowdermedia.com. Kind of getting gunpowder involved on that more to where we're actually showing, because we tend to interact with each other's channels more, showing that we are involved with each other's channels. Speaking of that, Gunpowder was out in the chat. Gunpowder Beauty, make sure to go check her channel out too. I know she's had a lot of good stuff going on here lately too.
That is right. So thanks a lot, Tar. Appreciate it. Ghost, you're up.
It's getting close to the weekend. I'm going to do my normal plug like I usually do, is make sure you get out to the range, be more proficient with your firearms, take someone with you, show them the safe and fun way that firearms are not evil things, and maybe turn a camera on, be part of the solution, not the problem. And thanks for having me, bud. Appreciate it.
Bet. Gizzard, throw it away.
All right. Well, my website is gizzardgary.com. All my social media links are there. Also, I have a live show on Friday nights called Foul Territory, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Also, a Sunday morning show, the Early Bird Chat. That is 10 a.m. Sunday Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Central. Also, if you're interested in the Taurus TX-22 pistol, I've done a series of videos on that. I've released two of them this week. There's a third one that is in the works of being produced. So drop by if you're interested in that at all. And thanks for the invite.
Bet. And Mr. G-Web, bring it home.
I'm distracted by the distracting crap that's happening in your text. And I think that's difficult to continue to want to do anything when there's people out there that seem to, the only way that they can get a reaction is by either throwing mud at the glass or throwing rocks at the glass and then sitting back and considering themselves victims. Derailing conversations that I know were supposed to be positive. It's really frustrating. Sorry, I couldn't even concentrate in the last couple of minutes.
It's okay.
It'd be
it's
frustrating. Okay.
Just curious, you got any projects, anything you need to push? Obviously, Daily Gun Show probably coming up.
Oh, no, because I'm concerned that anything I might try to do to change the dynamic would be considered begging by people that don't participate.
Right. And that's a good one. That's a good topic to.
So let's talk about stifling anybody's creative efforts and just sitting there and crapping on things. And let's say how that has no influence on anything. But yeah, sorry, I'm distracted.
No, it's all good. And, yeah, I mean, I know that was a topic of conversation, the whole e-bagging thing out there. And, we got a few people, chiming in on the different aspects of that. And, you know, I did, you know, the comment I posted out there, since we're about to close up, I'll go ahead and my quick 2 cents on it anyway, is, you know, I just finished up with income tax. And, you know, even, you know, you could call my Patreon, or you could call my super chats, or you could call, you know, the sticker sales, or whatever you want to call that, or patch sales, you could call that e-bagging. But, you know, at the end of the day, if I'm out here doing stuff and trying to provide something for that, and then on top of that, at the end of the year, you know, I'm in the hole. At that point, is it really e-bagging? So, you know, and it's hard to know the motives and things of certain people too. So I think placing that title on people can be most oftentimes unfair. But with that, we are going to close up shop. And I want to thank the panel for joining us tonight. Great conversation. Definitely hit on some really good points as far as promotion, as far as self-promotion goes, as far as cross-promotion goes, and, you know, promotion by the viewers and the followers out there. So with that said, we're just going to call it an evening, and we'll catch everybody next week. So stay nerdy, folks.